grandmother making it in the skillet that had legs on it, you know, and she'd cover it up and bake it in it. You know, the griddle, whatever you call it. And she'd cover it up, put a lid over it, and it would work. Are there any kinds that you have heard of being cooked in ashes?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of her cooking in ashes. Now, this was my grandmother, not my mother. And I have seen her bake potatoes in ashes, too.
Then there's the kind of cornbread that is small and sort of like a round thing, and maybe it has onions mixed up in it. You cook it in deep fash and fat and eat with fish or seafood. What do you call it?
Monopolies.
Monopolies?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of something that you sometimes boil in cheesecloth with either beans or greens or something with chicken that's made out of cornbread?
Uh-huh.
Cornmeal that you cook in a deep pan and it comes out soft and you dish it out like you would dish out mashed potatoes.
I imagine that would be what's called cornmeal mush. Cush, I believe is what they call it. Cush.
There are two kinds of bread. Homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store. What do you call the kind you buy at the store?
White bread.
What is fried in deep fat that has a hole in the center?
Flitters. The corn flitters. Now, my mother would make flitters, what she called flitters. And she put a hole in the middle and fry them in deep fat.
Okay, how about a yeast bread that's got a hole in the center? It's sweet and fried in deep fat. Like three or four of these at a time and eat them with syrup and butter. What would you call that?
Pancakes.
Would they always be made out of wheat flour? I'm trying here to get it a mail. If you went to the store and you bought a five, what, sack of flour?
A 5 pound package.
What would you use to make bread that is not baking powder or soda, but comes in little small packages?
Yeast.
And what would you call the inside part of the egg?
Yeah.